everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are going to be watching part two of our two-part introduction to Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. Last time, we had our Ranger's first morph, and someone that wasn't supposed to be a Ranger became a Ranger. But we got a cliffhanger, so we're going to jump into our second episode to see what happens next. And I don't know, again, why I go over these things, because it's going to probably have a recap at the beginning. But in any event, we're going to get this kickstarted. I did there. In 3, 2, 1, go. Kick into Overdrive Part 2 was the second episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on February 26, 2007, the same day as Part 1, but this time written by Jackie Marchant, while still being directed by Mark Beasley. There's treasure to be found, there's some lives to be saved, a planet to look after, there's a whole lot of space. Good versus evil, we got heroes on the scene, Power Rangers Overdrive is the number one team.
Last time on Power Rangers Operation.
See, I told you.
The Corona Aurora. I found it.
The Corona Aurora has been found. At last, I'm free.
Welcome, everyone. What's going on here?
Also, I should point out Moltor's costume is completely American or Newlandish. I believe his guys aren't supposed to be ice. I thought they were like stone, not ice. But I guess it doesn't work as well with the brother being Moltor and fire.
Dad, what do we do?
We can't let him get away. We have to go after the crown.
No, there are people to be saved first.
But the crown.
It wasn't the real crown.
Now, you need to split up. Rose, Rennie, and Dax, find a way to stop the volcano at the source.
Let's go.
All right, then Mac and I will go to town and see how we...
Mac has done enough.
No, Dad.
I started this. I'm gonna finish it.
He'll be fine, sir.
Oh, look, he can fly, sort of.
Now keep moving to higher ground. Keep moving.
I am fairly certain this is all American footage, so it's kind of crazy that everyone is... Oh, maybe not. That might not be. Lover?
Allow me. Drive claw.
Ooh.
We have to get closer.
I'll handle that. Drive vortex.
There you go. It won't hold for long, but do your thing, Rose.
What'd you do?
Drive geyser.
What did the fan do? Oh, that was fortunate.
We did what Moltor asked us to do.
That was very deep.
But the bad guys got away. There will be another day. But today... Today you guys were great.
We were great. Mac was the one who was great. He led us victory and saved everyone's skin, including yours.
Yes.
Great job, Mac. Exactly, how did that stop the volcano?
You wanted to be a ranger and you were one.
They opened a hole in the
now
side
to put away their fantasy.
And spooled off the lava, and that was it.
Dad, I'll be upstairs in my office.
Ooh. There's the real thing.
Very clever.
Uh-oh.
Satellites, wide area augmentation system, parallel multi-channel design, and a differential GPS accurate to 1 inch or less. What? Oh, I guess
used a lot of big words.
Data manual. Now, where
when did you have time to look at a data manual?
Wow.
Oh.
I think you found them.
Those are for us? I may need
look at them all.
No book.
No one has any idea that Moltor's on the inside there?
Guess I'm just tired of reading about everyone else's adventures.
Nasty place, the outdoors.
Okay.
Mac, I can see you're upset.
I'm not upset.
Subtle.
I'm confused. My father's kept me sheltered my whole life. Now the one chance I have to prove myself, I do. And he takes it away.
Look, I know you don't understand this, but he's only doing all this to protect you. Your father is the most fearless man I've ever met. There's only one thing I know he's afraid of. Losing you. So, if sometimes you feel like just one of his possessions, remember that with all his wealth and his treasures, you are the one thing that to him is irreplaceable.
Dad!
Uh-oh. Dad? You know, for a second there, I thought he was starting to get misty-eyed.
Survived all these years.
Ah, brother. Your insincerity shines through as always.
Who is your guest?
No one special.
I'm Andrew Hartford, and I demand to be released.
Andrew
oh, yeah, that's going well.
You're the one who found the crown. I see my brother has enrolled you into helping him.
I'm not helping him. And I'm not going to help you.
Very smart of you, Mortal. If he found the crown, perhaps he could help us find the jewels.
Us? Oh, yes, of course. Us!
Good.
Oh, I fear deception is coming.
Perhaps I will join you later.
Double crossing?
So hot.
Oh, yes, of course. Take care of yourself. Go back to your ice cube. I'll handle him.
See that you do. But don't fail me, brother.
Gone and his office is trashed. It's gotta be those lava freaks who took him.
At least he has his locator.
Could be the ice guys.
That is if he hasn't broken it already.
I'll program a search pattern starting with the West Coast grid. I can widen it if necessary.
Don't worry, Mac. We're going to get your dad back. Thanks. I just wish he hadn't taken Red's tracker.
Ah, yes. The tracker. What a pity it's in your father's office. Locked in a foolproof safe. Impossible to crack.
Oh.
Impossible.
A Citadel 500 with digital imprint signature code? Impenetrable.
We'll just have to see about that.
Oh.
I found him.
Australia.
For once, Mr. Hartford remembered his location.
It's a remote island in Australasia, approximately 465 kilometers north of Fiji. Now, what I don't know is how we're going to get all the way over there.
Well, the fastest way would be to use the special hydro-aero recon craft, which Mr. Hart loves to call the Shark.
Sweet! I'm driving.
Yeah, I'm Sweet. Driving too. Don't try and stop me, Spencer.
I wouldn't dare, sir.
Hey, Hotshot. If you're coming along, you might need this.
My tracker.
You did it.
Awesome. Okay, so one cool thing about this show that I will say is that they definitely give this show a bit of an international feel. I mean, it's not completely accurate in their internationalness, but they do occasionally go to other parts of the world. They're not just stuck in one town the whole time. Oh, it's going very well. Mac is actually doing pretty well for someone that didn't get DNA resequenced and has been sheltered his whole life. Just did that. Oh. The lizards can survive molten lava. Oh, of course you can't kill. Let's see if you can. Zipline, go. What? Where'd that come from?
That was the same stunt I did in King for a Day. Only that time I saved a beautiful princess.
I saw that movie. I don't remember you being in it.
Story of my life.
I love the irony of the stunt actor needing a stunt actor for the show. Oh, they just did. Uh-oh.
Great. Here comes Hothead again.
Mac, how did you...
Sorry, Dad. You'll have to finish yelling at me later.
Let's turn up the heat. Ready. Ready.
Overdrive. Accelerate.
The first full team morph. Now you know he's going to be the actual leader because he's got his suit. You know, one thing we haven't had in a few seasons is that everyone on the team has a customary sidearm weapon, the I don't know what they call it on this. But it's a gun, and they can turn into these swords. I don't think we've had that since Dino Thunder. Mystic Force had their wand things, but they all turned into different things. And then SBD, they... I think four of them had similar weapons, but Red had the double blasters. Uh-oh. You're all right. I was really getting quite worried about you. Spencer. Ooh, and they're walking around in the suits? In your old age. Never, sir.
Giant sea creatures attacking Rotuma Island.
Sounds like it's time for the big stuff.
All right, Ronnie. Guys, get your drive mech zords and go.
Oh, yeah!
Dad, they need my help.
Mac, be careful.
Come on, Rangers.
Okay, so this part is kind of cool. They can use those steering wheels on any of the Zords. See, they zoomed in, but they cut out some. I do like the use of the models, but it's kind of, I would imagine it's going to be difficult to keep things in a position where you can use a sub all the time. What did you do? Oh, I believe this was also the time that Bandai America decided to start making their own versions of the Megazord. Instead of just bringing in the one from Japan. And the American Megazords were not nearly as good. Slightly less articulate, less paint apps. Oh, that was deceptively easy for a first one.
Don't you have some silverware to polish or something?
Jeez.
This battle's not over.
Uh-oh. It's back. Wow.
Right. Of course, sir. I never doubted it for a minute.
Useless battle. I do like Spencer.
You were supposed to get Hawkfoot to find the jewels.
I tried, but those rangers gave me more trouble than I thought they would.
Perhaps it'll be better if you gave me the crown.
It will be a cold day in my lava pit when that happens.
Ooh. sibling rivalry. I gotta admit, I kinda like these fights, because it's gotta be hard to fight in those suits. And I'm not even 100% sure if they remade this Voltar guy's one. So if they did, that means this one's already been through a bunch of fighting in the Sentai.
I get why you don't want me on the team, Dad. And if you still don't think I should do it, I'll respect your decision.
Oh, maturity.
You really want to be a part of this, don't you? More than anything. Well, I guess it's time you started making your own decisions.
Oh.
I'm still not crazy about the idea. But I won't stop you. I'll have plenty to do here. It's gonna take all of our resources to stop them. I hate to admit it, but you look better in red than I do.
Ha 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 ha.
Thanks, Dad.
Yes! He'll need to do something with his DNA. Oh, there you go.
Your DNA resequencing is now completed, sir.
I don't feel any different.
Oh. Well, it takes a few minutes to kick in. It's great to have you on the team.
I wonder what his power's gonna be.
I can't believe this is really happening. Hey. Hold on.
Oh, super strength.
This is hardly what I had in mind.
I see you've given Mac his enhanced powers. You can put Spencer down now.
Thank you. I had the resequencer calibrated especially for him, sir.
Listen up, Rangers. It's time to get to work.
Really? What? Why is it different for him?
Now they're going to be after the jewels. Going to be the mission of Operation Overdrive to find them first.
Yeah! And we will spend the next 30 episodes looking for the rest of these jewels. And by the rest, I mean all of them, because we didn't find anything this time. Now see, the difference is Bokinger, they're actually kind of like treasure hunters, and they're spending the whole time looking for treasures. Not so much in this show. This wasn't too bad. Dax being a worse actor than this, but it wasn't bad this time around. I'm not saying it's great. I'm more interested to see how we go into the next episode. So, I mean, we're doing pretty good for this first one. This is the setup, and it's mostly American footage, so it'll be good to see how we go next time once we get into an actual regular episode. Speaking of which, next time we will be watching another regular episode. It is the third episode of The Underwater World. And until then, I hope you all have a great day, rest of your week. And until then, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.